Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hi, and welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And in today's video, we are going to define the term antinomianism. What is it? Is it dangerous? And is it a doctrine we should mark and avoid? We're going to answer those things coming up. If you're here for the first time, we want to welcome you. If you're coming back and you're already a subscriber, we appreciate it. Make sure that you like, comment, and share the video. It really helps get the word out on the YouTube channel. Also, you can send in your Bible questions. Just email us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll be sure to get a video out about that question. Make sure that you also subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit the notification bell. Doing so gets an alert directly to you every time that we post a new video. So let's get into our video today. What is antinomianism? Well, antinomianism means this: against the law. Theologically, antinomianism is the belief that there are no moral laws that God expects Christians to obey. The word is two Greek words put together so that it sounds good in English. Anti meaning against, and nomos meaning law. Antinomianism really takes a biblical teaching to an unbiblical conclusion. I got this information from gotquestions.org. It does a good job of explaining the doctrine. So here's antinomianism in a nutshell. Because I'm saved, because I'm now a new creature with my new birth, there are no laws for me to obey because I'm already perfect. And a lot of people use this, and it's defined as a license to sin. Well, you can't come against me because I'm perfected in Christ. Now, some of these things are true. We are new in Christ. There's a new birth within Christ. But does that mean that we're supposed to just live in sin and make our own definition of what godliness is? Here are some phrases that you'll hear that come along with this idea of antinomianism. Since I'm dead to the flesh and alive in Jesus, there's nothing left for me to obey. I'm complete in Him. Or, any instruction from a spiritual leader which asks me to obey for God's blessing is legalism. And we'll make another video about legalism in the future. You may hear something like this: I live my life by grace and not by a set of rules and commandments to keep. Okay. Or, Jesus fulfilled all my requirements on the cross. I don't have to do anything else now in order to be Christ-like. Well, sounds good, but is it biblical? Here's the doctrinal error with antinomianism. First of all, it's a lack of knowledge regarding progressive sanctification. Second, it's a denial of the two natures. When I got saved at 12 years old, I understood the gospel. I had a new birth. I was born again. Nothing happened with my flesh. My flesh didn't disappear. And I don't mean my flesh and bone, but I mean my sin nature didn't disappear. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 instructs believers to confess their sins to the Lord, and He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's not for salvation. It's for the quality of our walk. So the antinomian that says, I'm against the law completely, so I'm just therefore going to do anything because I'm inside Christ and I can do whatever I want. There's a serious doctrinal error there. That is a true definition of a license to sin. And the third doctrinal error here is it's an immature perspective of work and responsibility for the believer. Let me read you some scripture here that I think would be encouraging to you regarding antinomianism. The first one here is in Romans chapter 6 and verses 1 and 2. The Apostle Paul is speaking and he says this: What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So just because you're a child of God doesn't mean that all of the natural moral laws in which we're supposed to abide by, to be blessed by God, disappear. Well, I'm in Christ, so murdering, stealing, listening to music that's filthy, pornography, those things don't apply to me because everything that I do is perfect now I'm in Christ. Really? Think about this. Did you stop sinning once you got saved? I didn't. I know you haven't. Let's just be honest. So are we saying that Jesus is now allowing us to continue in that sin? He's actually enabling us to sin? Folks, it doesn't work out. And listen to this one here in 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him verily is the love of God perfected. So as we keep the Lord's commandments, we follow the instructions that he's given us all throughout the New Testament, we will be blessed. The love of God within us will become more mature as we walk in the Spirit and not walk in the flesh. Continuing here, hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. I heard this phrase a long time ago. A lot of people talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And antinomianism is right up that lane. I hope this has been helpful to you. This is a very important doctrine to mark and avoid. Christians are to live disciplined. And if we do live undisciplined, then the Lord, as our Heavenly Father, will righteously discipline us. He will chasten us. And he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So the antinomian doctrine is a big red X. Stay out of it. I hope this makes sense. If you have any questions, make sure you send them to questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. And until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.